Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Rab Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We're going to speak about two familiar, important subjects on the program this week. Two subjects where there is new news. One involves our activities in Israel, JTF's activities in Israel, and the second is more information about the important presidential campaign, which we will continue to have to be concerned about, because this is an ongoing threat. The two candidacies of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both represent an ongoing threat to the survival of America, Israel, and the world. Their candidacies are disastrous, and we can't ignore the threat that they pose. But anyway, let's start off by speaking about Israel. First of all, during all the time when we, in the English language movement, spent a lot of time and energy trying to help Ted Cruz in his campaign for the presidency, our Hebrew language movement never stopped focusing on Israel, on our activities in Israel. We provided financial support for the families of Jewish prisoners, including Meir Eppinger, the grandson of our beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Hashem Yikom Damo. And we also, of course, made videos and wrote articles and put up posts and did everything we could to create public awareness of the terrible injustice that is being done to good Jews in Israel that are put in prison solely because of their political beliefs, solely because they are trying to wake the people of Israel up to the fact that you have an Israeli government that is doing all the wrong things, all the things that endanger the Jewish people, the Israeli government is doing. The Israeli government is freezing the building of Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. The Israeli government is forbidding Jewish building in Jerusalem. The Israeli government that encourages Arab building all over the land of Israel and is even financing Arab building all over the land of Israel to enable our Arab Muslim enemies to become ever stronger and to win the ground game. The Israeli government is financing this while freezing Jewish building, while putting Jews who try to build in Judea and Samaria in prison for trying to build and destroying their homes and structures and synagogues. And the same thing even in Jerusalem, Israel's eternal capital. This is an evil government, an immoral government. It's a government with leaders like Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, and the so-called education minister, Naftali Bennett. Naftali Bennett, who says 99.9% of the Arabs are loyal citizens of Israel. 99.9% of the Arabs are loyal citizens of Israel, even though 95% of them vote in election after election for Arab terrorist parties that openly call for Israel's annihilation. 95% vote for parties that openly call for Israel's annihilation, and Naftali Bennett tells us 99.9% of them are loyal citizens of Israel. That's the type of evil, treacherous leadership that we have running the Israeli government, and Bennett is supposed to be the big right wing, the big tough right wing guy. What a farce. And Bennett, by the way, and Netanyahu are living proof of the fact that the phony right in Israel is generally worse even than the left. Yes, the phony right, the Likud and Bennett, are worse than the left. They have done more harm to Jews in the land of Israel than the left. Most of the retreats since the 1967 Six-Day War, 90% of the land that was surrendered under Likud governments, not under left-wing governments. 90% of the land that we lost, more than 90%, was given up under the governments of the Likud, which is supposed to be the so-called right-wing party. And even in terms of Jewish settlement activity, and even in terms of Jews moving into Judea and Samaria, the Likud has been worse than the left. Worse. And the Likud's treatment of Jewish dissidents, of Jews that do tell the truth to the Jewish people, like our great leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, who was banned from running for the Knesset and then murdered when the Likud was in power in Israel, and the Likud led the effort to ban Rabbi Kahana. And the other terrible things they've done, including the Netanyahu-Bennett regime decision to put Rabbi Kahana's grandson Meir Ettinger in prison under brutal conditions for the past 10 months. The Netanyahu-Bennett regime decision to torture Jewish prisoners. Torture Jewish prisoners. Torture Jews who are suspected of being part of Tag Mechir. Tag Mechir means price tag. A group of people who allegedly are spray painting graffiti against Israel's Arab Muslim enemies, while Arabs every day are trying to stab and murder Jewish men, women, and children. While the Arabs day and night promise in all of the Arab-controlled news media that they are going to perpetrate a Holocaust against the Jewish people, when brave Jewish teenagers and Jews in their 20s decide to go out and spray paint graffiti, they're called terrorists. And Jews who were never even involved even with the spray painting, even with the graffiti, are put in prison solely because of their political views, like Rabbi Kahana's grandson. That is what the Netanyahu-Bennett regime has been doing. The phony right has been worse than the left. And so we have been one of the few voices that has been out there supporting the Jewish prisoners, supporting the Jewish dissidents, supporting the Hilltop Youth, supporting those who are trying to protect Jewish rights in the land of Israel and prevent Israeli national suicide. Now, among the activities that we've been involved in, as mentioned, were financial support for the families of Jewish prisoners, including the family of Meir Ettinger. We supported them financially and continue to support them financially. And, in addition to that, of course, doing everything we can behind the scenes, everything we can, to try to help them, to try to encourage people to speak out on their behalf. Of course, we could do a lot more if we had more support, if we had more financial support, especially more financial support. But we have to continue to be a voice that stands up for these Jewish dissidents. These Jewish dissidents are the Maccabees of our generation. These Jewish dissidents are the true Jewish heroes in our generation. And again, our main problem is not Gentile anti-Semites in the UN and the United States and Obama and the world. That's not our main problem, even though Obama and the U.S. State Department and all these other people are against Israel. That's all true. And the Arabs do want to destroy Israel. That's all true. But the main problem is an Israeli government that has betrayed the Jewish people. And the main problem is Jews in Israel that go along with the evil edicts of this un-Jewish and even anti-Semitic government in Israel. That's the main problem, and that's what we're fighting against. And we continue to be one of the only groups that fights for the rights of Jewish dissidents and of Jews that are in trouble in Israel, the only Jews that are standing up for the truth, the only Jews that are telling the truth, the only Jews that are standing up for the land of Israel, the only Jews that are resisting this attempt to create a Palestine state, an independent Palestinian state. Even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, but an independent state is being created on the ground in everything but name. Because all these lands, they're in effect handing over everything to the Arabs, unless we have hilltop communities, unless we expand the Jewish settlements, unless we have people who stand up to this, this is what we're getting. We're getting the so-called Palestinian state in a way where it will become inevitable, it will become impossible to stop, unless we have people who will stand up to this and who will fight back in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem. And we're one of the only groups that supports those who are fighting back. There are a couple of groups in Israel that are also fighting, that are doing a good job in fighting. But from America, I don't know any organization in America that is supporting the Jewish dissidents and supporting the Jewish prisoners. I think in America, we're the only Jewish group in America that's doing that. From America, we're the only group that's doing that. And so you have a lot to be proud of in JTF, because we're standing with the true Jewish patriots, the true Jewish heroes of our generation. Now, there may be elections in Israel soon. You know, Israel has a parliamentary system where if the government loses its parliamentary majority, there are elections. It doesn't have to be every 4 years. There have to be elections in Israel every 4.5 years, or there's a maximum of 4.5 years or something like that, where they're going to be elections no matter what, but elections can come and usually do come sooner than that, because what happens is the government coalition routinely loses its majority in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. And now we have a situation where the Israeli government may fall because Sarah Netanyahu the wife of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is corrupt, just as Netanyahu is corrupt. All these Israeli politicians are corrupt. This corrupt, evil person who is the wife of the prime minister, she now is in a situation because of her corrupt behavior in her own household and the things that she's been charging the Israeli government for and the Israeli taxpayers for, abusing her position. The Israeli police are now recommending that an indictment be handed down against Sarah Netanyahu, who is the wife of the prime minister of Israel. So there is a real serious prospect here that, you know, you could have elections. You could have elections a lot sooner. The Israeli government could fall. All types of things could happen. By the way, the Israeli government just announced that they're going to bring in now Avigdor Lieberman as the new defense minister of Israel. Avigdor Lieberman, who says that Israel should surrender Jerusalem, her own capital, who says that Israel should give away Judea and Samaria and create a so-called Palestinian state. Avigdor Lieberman, who says that Israel should even give away parts of pre-1967 Israel to the Arab Nazi enemy that wants to destroy the Jewish people. Avigdor Lieberman, whose platform on Israeli territory is to the left of Meretz, the most far-left party in the Israeli Knesset. And yet, he is allowed to portray himself as part of they call him the extreme right, Hayamin HaKitzoni, when in fact, he's the extreme left. Everything is upside down in Israel. Everything is insane and upside down. He's portrayed as right-wing Avigdor Lieberman, when in fact, he's extreme left-wing. And he's going to be the new defense minister of Israel. We're in a lot of trouble, let me tell you. We're in a lot of trouble. And JTF and the people we're supporting in Israel, the Jewish heroes and the Jewish dissidents we're supporting, are needed now more than ever. We've got to be fighting back against these policies. We're the only voice, we and the people that we support in Israel, we're the only voices that are standing up to this and that are encouraging Jewish youth in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem to resist and to build new communities and to build new houses and to rebuild if the Israeli government destroys what has been built. We're the only ones standing up. If they weren't there, everything would collapse. You'd see things collapsing. And you'd see communities begin to shrink and collapse in Judea and Samaria, but they're still growing despite the attempts at a government freeze on building. They're still growing, and there still is hope because of the Jewish heroes that we're supporting. And it's a story that's never told by anyone in the media. Never told by anyone in the media. If you don't come to us every week in JTF, you'd never know. You'd never know that any of this is happening. Now, if there are elections, we're going to want to support a political party that represents our point of view. I don't know what's going to be. We may support Moshe Feiglin, who has a new political party called Zehut. Zehut means identity, because he's saying that the main issue here is the identity of the Jewish people and the fact that we have a Jewish state, and we have to recognize that the Jewish state belongs to the Jewish people and the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. A lot of things he says are good things, and Moshe Feiglin is an honest person. So we may support, even though we have some differences of opinion with him on some issues, we may support Moshe Feiglin in the upcoming Israeli elections if the elections are held soon. I don't know for sure if they're going to be held soon, but if they are, we may support Moshe Feiglin. Or we may look for some other alternative, I don't know. But you know that at least with JTF, we are a movement that is completely uncompromising on principles. We stand up for our principles and we are uncompromising. And you know that in this day and age, it is so badly needed. If we weren't around, who would be the uncompromising voice? Where would the uncompromising voice be? We are the uncompromising voice in this entire situation, in this entire equation. So, if there are elections, you know, you'll be hearing a lot about it because we may become very active in the election campaign and the election process in Israel. We'll see. And then we've got a tough fight. We've got to make sure that the party that we support gets the minimum requirement that you need in order to get Knesset representation. Now you've got to win at least 4 seats, a minimum of 4 seats out of the 120 seats in the Israeli Knesset. That's not an easy threshold to pass, but you have to be able to pass that threshold. So you'll be hearing a lot more about our activities in Israel. In Israel, we're deeply involved. We're going to continue to be deeply involved. When you're involved with JTF, you are involved with the struggle to free Meir Ettinger and the Jewish prisoners. You are involved with the struggle to build new Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria and fight the Israeli government freeze and fight the Israeli government destruction of Jewish homes and synagogues and yeshivot in Judea and Samaria, and fight against the Israeli government subsidizing our enemies, making them more comfortable so they don't leave the land of Israel. If you understand the importance of that fight and want to be part of that fight, you're in the right place. That's our activities in Israel. Here in the United States, we continue, of course, you know what we think of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. They're both enemies of Israel. They're both disastrous for Israel. Hillary Clinton, we know, is an anti-Semite. We know that her and her husband pursued anti-Semitic policies for 8 years in the White House. We know that, as Secretary of State, with the Obama administration, more anti-Semitic policies. Donald Trump, unfortunately, agreed with and supported all of those policies and goes even further than her in many respects. In many respects, he's worse than her. He's even more dangerous than her and worse than her in many respects, and that isn't easy to do. That's pretty tough to do. And so many people in the Never Trump movement, because we have a new site, nevertrumpconservatives.com, that's now our domain name. Many people in the Never Trump movement were looking for a third-party alternative in this upcoming presidential election. Today, the Libertarian Party, which is an anti-Semitic party, nominated two anti-Semitic candidates for president and vice president. And why do I bring this up? Because some people in the Never Trump movement look to the Libertarians as their answer, as their way to cast a protest vote. Now, that's a very foolish way to cast a protest vote. Gary Johnson and William Weld, the two candidates nominated for president and vice president by the Libertarian Party, are anti-Semites, and the Libertarian Party, again, is an anti-Semitic party. Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, William Weld, they're anti-Israel, they're pro-Iran, they're pro-Arab, they're pro-Muslim. And to show how anti-Semitic they are, Gary Johnson, for instance, who claims that he wants the United States to be non-interventionist in the Middle East. He doesn't want the U.S. to be involved in the world anymore, you know, like Ron Paul and Rand Paul claimed. But it's all a lie, because where they will get involved is against Israel. Gary Johnson said that he would use the full powers of the presidency to prevent Israel from staging a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear bomb-making programs. He said Iran's nuclear bomb-making program is not a threat to America or Israel. There is no threat from Iran, and Israel has no right to defend herself from that program. And he would do everything he can to protect Iran, to protect Muslim terrorist Nazi Iran from Israel, to protect Iran from Israel, from Israel defending herself. Can you believe this? So, well, actually, that is the policy that in many ways, that's similar to the policy of Obama and of Hillary Clinton and of Donald Trump. All of them have a policy of enabling Iran to develop nuclear bombs. So Gary Johnson and Bill Weld and the Libertarian Party are not an answer. They are very anti-Israel, very anti-Semitic, very much against us. There is no answer from them. Aside from the fact that you look at Gary Johnson's positions on the issues, I mean, this is a left-wing ticket all the way. I mean, look at them. They support same-sex marriage. They support abortion on demand. They support partial birth abortion. They support the legalization of all drugs. Gary Johnson himself is a drug pusher. He's a narcotics peddler. He himself is involved in the marijuana business. He's involved in production and sale and processing of marijuana. And he gets away with it because he's involved in states where that's no longer prosecuted. So Gary Johnson is a drug pusher. He's a drug dealer and a drug pusher and someone who sells the type of drugs that can lead to disaster in our society. He himself is a pothead, by the way. He himself smokes dope and is proud of it. Smokes dope all the time and is proud of it. So this is the type of scum that the Libertarian Party has nominated. It's a party of scum, their candidates are scum, and they certainly don't deserve any support. That's not any alternative. You know, people ask us, well, now that Ted Cruz is out of it, what are you going to do in the race? And of course, we've made it clear, we're going to continue to be involved. We've got to alert people to the danger of Donald Trump. We don't have to alert people on the right. Because our people are on the right. The type of people who come to our videos and come to us are on the right. We don't have to alert them to the danger of Hillary Clinton. Our people are already against Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump, because he's the Republican candidate, and because some people think, for some reason, think that there's something conservative about him, I don't know what, he himself denies being a conservative. He himself said, it's called the Republican Party, not the Conservative Party. He himself has admitted that he's trying to change the party and move it away. Not that the party was truly conservative to begin with, it was the phony conservative to begin with. Ted Cruz would have made it a conservative party. But he thinks that the phony establishment Republican Party, he thinks that is not left-wing enough. He wants to move that to the left. Because all his life he was a left-wing Democrat. But anyway, you already know that story. I don't want to continue to go into that except to say, once again, with Hillary Clinton, we're going to get a continuation of the terrible policies of her husband for 8 years and the terrible policies of Barack Hussein Obama. A continuation of policies that are pushing Iran on the road to building nuclear bombs, God forbid, are creating a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, are endangering Israel in every way, and of course she will pressure Israel to commit national suicide. So with Hillary Clinton, we know what a disaster we're getting. With Donald Trump, we're getting all of that and more. He has said that he's going to make an even bigger effort to create a so-called Palestine state, and he has said that he thinks Saudi Arabia and South Korea and Japan and all these other countries should all get nuclear bombs. So he's actually, in that respect, that's even worse. That is even worse than what we have now. That's even worse than what Hillary Clinton has been advocating, which is a nightmare beyond description. We can't be silent while this is happening. We've got to speak out. It's a mortal danger, and we've got to speak out, and we're going to continue to do so. It's our job to do so. So you're going to see, in English, you're going to see many more videos until the November 8th election exposing things about this election so that the people will know what they're getting into, because we will have been derelict in our duty if we allow this election to go forward and allow there to be a newly elected president like Donald Trump who's going to come into office and is going to spread the nuclear plague and nuclear bombs all over the world to countries that never had it, to all these dozens of countries that never had it. He's going to start spreading it all over the place because he said, listen, what's the difference? They're all going to get it eventually anyway, which is not true. They're not all going to get it eventually. The United States succeeded for decades in preventing the spread of these nuclear weapons to most of these countries. And now Donald Trump wants to encourage this spread? Now, this is unbelievably dangerous. Unbelievably dangerous, and it can lead, God forbid, to a nuclear holocaust. There can be a nuclear holocaust from either one of these candidates. But the threat from Donald Trump is even greater because he says he wants to spread nuclear weapons all over the world. And, you know, and that's aside from the fact the anti-Semitism from the Trump supporters. So many of the Trump supporters are such vicious Jew haters. Vicious Jew haters. I mean, you see the vicious Nazi comments coming from Trump supporters every time we do a video or anyone else does a video, even people that have nothing to do with anything Jewish. You see the Nazi comments from so many of his supporters. He represents anti-Semitism. He is legitimizing and making it kosher to be anti-Semitic on the right, on the so-called right. Of course, it's not the real right, but the phony right. He's making it legitimate to be anti-Semitic on the phony right. It has been legitimate to be anti-Semitic on the left. That's already been a legitimate thing. You know, you see the vicious candidacy of Bernie Sanders, who's a Jewish anti-Semite. An animal, an absolute Judenrat animal, Yimach Shmo v'zichro, Hashem should only give him cancer, he should die of terminal cancer, heart disease, and every other disease under the sun, that filthy, self-hating Jew. But the anti-Semitism on the left we already know about. In Republican circles and conservative circles, it was out of fashion to be anti-Semitic. People were pro-Israel because of the evangelical Christian influence. They were pro-Israel in recent years. Donald Trump has changed all of that. Now you see tremendous anti-Semitism coming out from people on the so-called right. He's making that fashionable on the so-called right. He is absolutely hijacking the conservative movement. And of course, he's not a conservative, but he's destroying the conservative movement, destroying the Republican Party, and really endangering the future of the United States and certainly the future of Israel and the Jewish people. And we can't be silent while that's happening, and we're not going to be silent. And shame on anyone who supports him. Shame on anyone who is so ignorant and stupid and doesn't bother to look at what he said and what his positions are and supports this animal. Shame on anyone, and I shouldn't even call him an animal, that's an insult to animals. Shame on anyone that supports him. Well, we're going to be exposing that, so these are our two challenges now. We're going to continue to support the Jewish prisoners and their families in Israel. And we need your help to do that. We're going to continue to support the Jews that are trying to build in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem. And we need your help to do so. We're going to be involved if there is an Israeli election. We're going to be involved in the election process, hopefully. Hopefully we'll find someone to support. I can't promise that. I don't know for sure, but I hope that we will. So with Israel, we need your help. We need your help to make a difference in Israel. And we're going to continue to expose the truth in this emergency situation we have in the next 5 months. You have over 5 months until the November 8th presidential election. We've got to expose the truth, and we've got to tell the truth until then. So we need your help. We need you to be active on our main page, jtf.org. If you speak Hebrew, on our main Hebrew page, hayamin.org. We need you to help us when you see us posting videos to promote the videos. We need your prayers, and we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box. It makes a big difference. It really does make a big difference. And God bless the great JTFers that are helping us and enabling us to help Jewish heroes in Israel, Jewish prisoners, families, Jews that are trying to build a Judea and Samaria, and that are helping us also with our campaign here to expose the truth in this very, very dangerous situation we have in this presidential election, because we're going to regret. The day after election, the day after the election, on November 8th is the election, on November 9th, and for the next 4 years, boy, are we going to regret it if we don't take a stand and speak out now. I don't know if we're going to be able to change the results, but I do believe that we can't be silent, that we have to try. So, people who send checks, money orders, cash donations to the post office box, it's greatly appreciated. God bless you. God bless you. If you prefer instead to pay online, to help us online with our PayPal account, because for convenience sake, if that's what you prefer, that's fine. It makes no difference whether we get the support online or whether we get the support through our post office box. It makes no difference. If you want to do it online, of course, then you just have to go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. On top, there's a donate button in English. You click on the donate button and you can very conveniently help us online. That's where we stand this week. It's going to be a very active period coming up. We've got a lot of important activities coming up. This is going to be a critical period for us. So let's all work together as a team, and God willing, let's work to make this a better world. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.